Do you need a set so far away? I feel kind of lonely over here. Balcony seating, right. So this is a story that Jesus told when people were criticizing him for eating and making friends with people that were considered to be sort of embarrassing or offensive or badly behaved. So Jesus talked about a young man who one day found himself sitting in a pig pen with the pigs, feeling really terrible. It was his job to feed the pigs, and he could not imagine a more embarrassing and humiliating job. And he was sitting there with a pail full of food scraps and slop that he was supposed to put in the pig trough, which he did, but it was a little bit hard for him because he was saying to himself, I am so hungry, I really wish that I could eat these table scraps that I'm about to feed to the pigs, but I'll get in trouble if I do that. So into the trough it went, and he just sat there feeling miserable and realizing that he had absolutely no one to blame but himself. He said to himself, I was so disrespectful when I took half of my father's money and left home. I might as well have told him that I wished he was dead. And I was so foolish when I just started spending money as if there would always be more. I didn't go to school. I didn't work. And the people who made friends with me, it turns out, were only friends because of my money. When I ran out of money, they went away. So I guess they weren't really my friends. And now here I am, hungry, far from home, no friends, sitting here with the pigs. You said, I guess I'll go home. I'll go home and I'll apologize with all of my heart because I can remember that my father's employees did not get treated the way I'm get treated. They at least have enough to eat. And so if I go home and even if my father doesn't want to consider me a son anymore because I've been so awful, maybe at least he'll hire me and I can be one of the employees and I'll have enough to eat and I'll be in a safe place. And so he started out on this journey, and it was a really long, hard journey. But at last he came within sight of his home, and his father looked up and saw him coming. And the father jumped up. He was so excited. He didn't know if he was ever going to see that son of his again. And so his stomach was sort of doing flips. He was so excited. And the father ran down the road and threw his arms around his son and hugged him and kissed him. And the son started to make the apology that he had planned. He said, oh, Father, I'm so sorry for everything I've done. And I know that I'm not even worthy to be welcomed back into the family. But the father didn't let him say any more than that. He started shouting for his workers, come quick, bring clean clothes, bring good shoes, bring a ring to put on my son's hand, and start getting the party ready. This son of mine, who was dead, is alive again. He was lost, and now he's found. Well, this young man had a brother. And the brother was older than the one who had gone away and spent all the money and ended up with the pigs and then come home. This older brother had always been loyal and faithful and hardworking, and now he was just feeling so mad. He saw his brother, he saw the welcome his father was making, and he thought, my brother has been such a jerk, and he wasted half the family fortune. He just lost it. Now he's come home, and there's going to be a party? Why should there be a party, and why should I celebrate? And he stood outside feeling really angry. Well, the father looked up and saw this son as well. And he went outside and he gently took his older son's arm. And he said to his son, oh, my child, you are always with me and everything I have is yours. Now, please come inside and celebrate with me because this brother of yours who was as good as dead is alive again. He was lost, but now he's found. And that was where Jesus ended the story. So we're going to say a prayer now before you go to Sunday school. Gracious God, hold hands if you can. Some of us enjoy the blessing of knowing throughout our lives that we belong within the circle of your love. Others of us, though God, are at risk of wandering off or making a mess of things, and then fearing that you might reject us or not want us anymore. And so, holy and gracious God, we're really glad to learn from the experience of the young man who made so many mistakes, to learn that you always love us no matter what, and you stand ready to celebrate when we come to our senses and return home. And we ask, oh God, that you also help us to learn from the example of the older brother, the faithful brother, to not let doing right and doing well rob us of our compassion or of the joy that can be ours in being part of the whole human family. In Jesus' name, we give thanks and pray. Amen. All right. Have a good time in Sunday school.